All right now, peanut butter, we've been through a lot today, but it's not over yet. Now drop and give me diamonds!
Mindy, are you talking to your peanut butter?
Sure am, Guy Razzie. I'm trying to turn my peanut butter into diamonds.
Well, in order to do that, you would have to apply a lot of pressure on the carbon-rich peanut butter so that the carbon can form diamonds.
Trust me, Guy Raz. I've tried that, but nothing is working. So now I'm trying to put the peanut butter in a high-pressure situation. You want to help?
I guess. What do I tell it?
Something like, don't make me turn you into a sandwich.
Mindy, do you think that might be a little too aggressive?
Nah, peanut butter can handle it.
Wait a second, Mindy. I think it's actually turning into a diamond.
It's so beautiful. And it smells good, too.
I can't believe it. Should we celebrate with one more round of our game show?
Can't think of anything better.
Roll out the red carpet!
I mean, roll out the red carpet!
And cue the lights in 3, 2, 1!
And now, for everyone's second favorite game show after hugging all the puppies, it's 2 Whats and a Wow!
Welcome back, Wowzers. It's time for another gem of a round of 2 Whats and a Wow.
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats.
Now, before we begin today's round, let's review where we left off yesterday.
We gave you 3 scientific statements about smells and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A? The center of the galaxy smells like raspberries.
Or was it B? Some people smell grass while they sleep.
Or was it C? Your burps have a similar smell to your family's burps.
And to answer yesterday's question, joining us by phone, it's Clara from Washington, D.C. Clara, what's the wow?
Hi, my name's Clara. I'm from Washington, D.C. My wow in the world is the center of the galaxy smells like raspberries.
Winner, winner, Milky Way for dinner!
Clara, that is correct. Contestants, if you guess the answer A, that the center of the galaxy smells like raspberries, you found the winning wow. Congratulations!
Astronomers found a chemical called ethyl formate in a dust cloud at the center of the Milky Way. This is one of the chemicals that gives raspberries their flavor and contributes to their scent.
Now, if you guessed B or C, you weren't too far off. Your sense of smell is usually turned off as you fall asleep. And while some people do experience smells in their dreams, you typically have to wake up to smell the roses.
And if you chose C, while your burps are typically determined by what you eat, it turns out there is a genetic reason for the way your toots smell the way they do.
Ew.
Some elements of your flatulence trace back to your family. So it's pretty likely that if your relatives have particularly smelly toots, you might have them too. Guy Raz, why don't you tell our winning wowzers what they've won?
Well, Mindy, all of our winning contestants today will be taking home their very own invisible jar of toots?
Harvested from celebrities, animated characters, and world leaders, these one-of-a-kind invisible jars of toots will leave your home smelling like power.
Okay, I guess congratulations to all of the winning wowzers. Well, Mindy, it looks like we finally finished the first season of our game show.
I know, I can't believe it. So many wows provided by so many wowzers over the last few weeks. And I've got them all locked up here in my nog.
And to keep the wow rolling, we've turned this game show into a book. The 2 What's in a Wow Think and Tinker Playbook will be released on June 30th.
But it's available to pre-order right now. Grown-ups, for more info, visit tinkercast.com/shop. That's tinkercast.com/shop. The Two What's in a Wow Think and Tinker Playbook will make it possible for you to play Two What's in a Wow in your very own home.
And before we go, we've got one more scientific challenge for you.
We call it Operation Rock Scratcher.
Diamonds rank the highest on Mohs Mineral Hardness Scale. This means that while diamonds can scratch every other mineral, like talc or quartz or topaz,
no other mineral can scratch diamonds back. We challenge you to create your own hardness test with rocks you find in your backyard or around your home.
Try scratching your rocks with your fingernail, a penny, or even paper clips to see if you can make a scratch.
And if you can't, that means you've got a pretty hard rock.
And don't forget to take a photo of your experiment. Grown-ups, you can send those to us at tinkercast.com/share.
Until next time on...
Two What's in a Wow is produced by Mindy Thomas and me, Guy Raz.
Anna Zagorski writes the words, and Jason Rabinowitz adds the wows as our audio producer.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight. Jacob Stein rounds out our creative team, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Special thanks to Jed Anderson and also Anya Grundman and the team at NPR.
Our theme song was written and composed by The Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Also, Two What's in a Wow is now a book. The Two What's in a Wow Think and Tinker Playbook is available for pre-order now. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/shop for more info. And for more up-to-date news, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Wow in the World. Our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share that could be used on an upcoming episode of Two What's in a Wow, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening.
That's all for now. Until next time, keep on wowing!
Two What's in a Wow is made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.
Support for this podcast and the following message for parents come from Clif Kid, makers of Z-Bar, the organic energy bar made for playtime fuel. Many at Clif are parents, too, and Clif Kid salutes all the parents and kids working together to make the best of this time, staying active and using their imaginations while they play. Clif Kid is here for you and with you for every adventure.
Hello, grown-ups. Raising awesome kids is a huge job.
But who helps you be awesome? We do.
Check out NPR's Life Kit. Just search for Life Kit Parenting wherever you listen to podcasts.